cause. If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble been my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born on a bad sign, been down since I began to call. If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. I can't read, I didn't know how to write.
Pain in the Morning, 7:24, Friday. Born under a bad sign. We're living under a bad sign, I'll tell you that. Of course, one of my favorite songs, favorite performers. Anybody know who this is? No longer with us, Albert King. Now, Mr. King was my first interview, big interview as a journalist, a young journalist. And no one ever broke my balls as bad as he did. Oh man, he was just beating up on me. I was so young and stupid, and he knew it. But then I told him, look man, if you don't start talking and quit cracking wise, I'm not gonna make rent this month. I need this story to make rent. I think I was writing for Guitar Player magazine or one of these things, freelancing. And then we started talking about growing up and stuff. Then he gave an incredible interview. But it was off to a rocky start. But rest in peace. And time flies, folks. I don't have to tell you that. I don't have to tell you that. So we have a really bad thunderstorm here in Philadelphia tonight. So if we get cut off, it's a sign from God. Shout out to everybody out watching the video podcast of Pain in the Morning on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. If you're not on there in the subscriber only area where we are offering as much as we can, and we plan to offer more, folks that benefit us directly on there, jump in and dive in headfirst to some lively conversation on a regular basis and some good insights from the folks who are contributing there. And I enjoy it, although I don't get a chance to respond all the time to every single thing. I do read it, and I enjoy it. And there's some good, I'm telling you, there's some good stuff on there. And Subscribestar.com is growing far more than I thought it would. It's the same exact stuff, just two different platforms, in case they whack us off of one of the platforms. God forbid you say anything real these days, they'll throw you out on your ass. A few things to talk about. We posted a story of Dr. Fauci throwing out the first pitch at the Washington Nationals-Yankees game in D.C. What a disgrace. I mean, this guy made Obama's limp-wristed throwing style that he obviously adapted from Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds. Fauci is a disgrace. The thing didn't even reach the plate. I guess it was socially distancing itself from the plate, the baseball. And it went far left. No big surprise, right? What is that guy even doing? You know? Well, this is what happens when you put geeks who never played sports and like little midget geeks, you know what I mean? He thinks he's going to step on a pitcher's mound and wing a baseball to the catcher. Give me a break. You know, we have it on True Pundit, and it is the video is comical. I'd still say he's a better pitcher than he is a doctor, though. We got some thunder cranking out there. It's a lightning storm. It's a heat storm. It's a heat storm. It's not a regular storm. It's a heat storm. God, you're so stupid. I hear this all the time from people. mostly my family growing up. My grandma used to, grandfather used to say the German, grandfather used to say, that's the angels bowling in heaven, and every time they get a strike, boom, we get thunder. I said, these angels are pretty good. These guys are bowling a 300. Oh, man, God rest their soul. And they wouldn't even know what to do with the way the country is today. Sounds like we're getting a lot of rain. Oh, well, off and running. If we lose power, we'll be back and we'll rebuild it. First headline, Ron Paul exposes big holes in the COVID spike narrative. Ron Paul spent some time tackling this situation, and let's find a little play a little Fleetwood Mac, but Little Lies, but not by Ron Paul, just by the government medical community. And now I would lump the White House into that. Now they're on full tilt with this idiot Fauci. I don't get it. I don't get it. Motorcycle accidents ruled COVID-19 deaths. This is by Ron Paul. Washington State, we talked about that last week, that case. Washington State last week revised its COVID death numbers downward when it was revealed that anyone who passed away for any reason whatsoever, who also had coronavirus, was listed as a COVID-19 death, even if the cause of death had nothing to do with COVID-19. In other news, Fauci and Birx and Redfield have characterized John F. Kennedy's assassination as a COVID-19 death. It's true. Julius Caesar was just in Rome. They just said they exhumed his body and he died of COVID-19. It was tragic. In South Carolina, the state health agency admitted that the spike in COVID deaths was only the result of delayed reporting of suspected COVID deaths. I was just in South Carolina a couple days ago. No one's wearing masks. No one takes this seriously. People having a good time. People living their lives. Good thing to see. An analysis of reported daily COVID deaths last week compared to actual day of death in Houston revealed that recent spikes consisted largely of deaths that occurred in April through June. Why delay the reporting until now? Good question. We do know that based on this quote-unquote spike, the Democrat mayor of Houston canceled the convention of the Texas Republican Party. Mission accomplished? Question mark. This mayor of Houston is a real bird brain. We dealt with him. We broke some stories back in the day when there was a hurricane in Houston that got flooded out. And he had a warning days ahead to evacuate Houston, and he sat on it. I think we were one of the people that broke that story. A real cement head. Last week in Florida, which is perhaps not coincidentally the location of the Republican Party's national convention, another scandal emerged when hundreds of COVID test centers reported 100% positive results. Orlando Health, for example, reported a positivity rate of 98%, a shocking level, but when further investigation was conducted, it revealed a true positivity rate of only 9.4%. I use that formula when I do my taxes. For every $98 I owe, I'm going to pay 9.4. See how the feds like it when you turn the numbers around on them. Cases once meant individuals who displayed sufficient symptoms to be treated. Whoa. Listen to that. In medical facilities. But when the scaremongers needed a second wave, they began reporting any positive test results as COVID-19 case. We are getting dumped on here. Politics demands that politicians be seen doing something rather than nothing, even if that something is more harmful than doing nothing at all. That is why Washington is so addicted to sanctions. The same has been true, especially in Republican-controlled states in the U.S. in response to the coronavirus. Faced with the virus that has killed about one-third as many people as the normal seasonal flu virus in 2018, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has endorsed a partial shutdown of the economy, resulting in millions tossed into the despair of unemployment. Then he arbitrarily shut down bars because massively increased testing showed more people have been exposed to the virus. And he mandated that people wear face masks. Neither shutting down bars instead of restaurants or Walmarts, nor forcing people to wear masks will have any effect on the progression of the virus through society. But at least he looks like he's doing something. It's really good points by Ron Paul. We are facing the greatest assault on our civil liberties in our lifetimes. The virus is real, but the government reaction is political and totalitarian. As it falls apart, will more Americans start fighting for their liberty? That's what I said on Thursday's Pain in the Morning. He brings up fantastic points. I went into a bar tonight, listen to this scandal, to pick up a hamburger. Because I was like, you know, we're running late, busy, working. I said, I'll go down and get a hamburger. Place I've been going to for a long time. I walk in, some little fucking gum chewer. The guy looks like he just, you know, hit puberty. He's like, do you have your mask, sir? Now, I had already ordered it online. And it was paid for and everything, right? And I said, mask? What are you talking about? He said, you have to wear a mask at the bar. I said, there's people all sitting around here in tables. Nobody's wearing a mask. That's in the general. That's in the seated area. You're in the general area. I said, go get the fucking owner. Okay, sir. So he went and got him. He's like, is there a problem? Now I know the owner. He comes out. He says to the kid, you know who this is? This is Thomas Paine, you moron. Don't hassle this guy. He's got to work tonight. And the kid, I'm sorry, Mr. Payne. But I said to the kid, it doesn't make any sense. I'm 3 feet away from people with no masks. And you're saying, hey, where's your mask? And there's 30 people in here without masks. Do you really think it's going to make a fucking big difference? One way or the other? Right? Shouldn't everybody be having masks on if you're going to do it that way? It's the stupidest fucking thing, these people in Pennsylvania and throughout the country. They're fucking brainwashed, right? I'm not putting on a mask to pick up dinner. If you don't want to give me the dinner, give me the refund. Throw the fucking burger out on the highway. Some hobo will pick it up. Whatever. It's maddening. And he's probably going to go home and say, who the hell is Thomas Paine? But it pays to know people, right? But if the owner wasn't there, he would have had an extra hamburger tonight and some other things. So I'm sure you guys are experiencing this out where you are. I know we are experiencing it, and we're tired of it here. I know that. Headline, D.C. mask mandate exempts lawmakers and government employees. This is D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, right? Where's the crackhead mayor when you need him? Where's Marion Barry? Forget about Muriel. I want Marion. The bitch set me up. We need him back. Rest in peace. He wouldn't be wearing masks. He would have smoked his mask. These guys in D.C., man, that thunder is ripping. Ripping. These guys in D.C., they basically are the new monarchy. Same kind of crap. You wear a mask, you wear a mask. Oh, you work for the government. And, oh, you're in Congress, you don't have to wear a mask. What the fuck? Everybody else has got to wear a mask? It's 95 degrees. You're choking people out down there in that rat hole. It's the new fucking, it's the new England. It's the new monarchy from 1700s. What's going on in D.C.? Now everybody's got to wear a mask except elected officials and government employees. How the hell are they going to monitor that? What's the song we got for? Oh, speaking of monarchies. Sex Pistols, God Save the Queen. Take a little sip of my tea here and you guys can listen now. Well, Johnny Rotten, Sid Vicious. Turning into a fascist regime. We used to slam dance to this song in high school. I never thought that I'd be playing it years later as describing what's happening in my own country. It's a fucking disgrace. DC Mayor Muriel Bowser. His most recent mask mandate, which orders three-year-olds to cover their faces, exempts lawmakers and government employees while they are on duty. Under the new mayor's order on masks, people must wear a mask when they leave their homes if they're likely to come in contact with another person for more than a fleeting moment, the mayor states. A fleeting moment. What the fuck does that mean? While masking mandates across the nation and in D.C. typically contain several exceptions, exempting the disabled, or those who are actively eating, drinking, and people who are vigorously exercising, a closer look at Bowser's executive action shows that the order does not apply to lawmakers, judges, or government employees while they are on duty. The enforcement provisions of this order shall not be applied to persons in the judicial or legislative branches of the district government while those persons are on duty, and shall not apply to any employees of the federal government while they are on duty, the order states. The Metropolitan Police Department is authorized to enforce the order on all those ages 18 and older. Violators can be fined up to $1,000. Wow. That might be cheaper than a hotel, though, $1,000. If it comes with, like, a night in jail, that might be cheaper than a night at the Mayflower. Sure, the Mayflower gets you in there for a low rent, but by the time you hit the dining room and the cocktails, look out. God Save the Queen. No future for me, right? That's what it says in the song. Well, we may be feeling that. I might not be the only one feeling that sometimes. Headline, Florida's hospital bed capacity is over 21% despite surge in cases. What do we have for that? Oh. Replacements, Take Me to the Hospital. This old song. This is an oldie but a goodie. Florida reported more than 21% in hospital bed availability statewide as of Thursday morning, despite a month-long surge in cases of the Chinese coronavirus, which has ushered the Sunshine State to the forefront of the national conversation. I don't necessarily think that that's true. I think that the data shows that there was not a surge in coronavirus cases. I think the data shows that it was fucking a scheme. It was rigged. The numbers were rigged. It was junk math. So let's just call it as we see it, as we move along. Usually by Thursday, my brain starts working. Thursday and Friday, I'm good. The rest of the week, it's a struggle. According to the state's Agency for Healthcare Administration, hospital bed availability statewide stood at 21.5% on Thursday morning. Miami-Dade, one of the hardest hit counties, comprising 24% of the state's total cases, reported 18.58% hospital bed availability on Thursday morning. While several hospitals across the state are reporting no adult ICU bed availability, statewide availability stands at 15.7%. Governor Ron DeSantis addressed the rising concern over ICU bed availability this week, reminding the public that ICUs tend to run around 88 to 90% capacity. It's true. And what's the breakdown? Right? What's the breakdown of people in ICU that have coronavirus? Because otherwise, it's just fucking more junk math. If you listen to episode 31 of the Thomas Paine Big Podcast, when we had a high-ranking whistleblower in one of the biggest healthcare systems in the United States, actually described that you need to break the numbers down. You can have 90% of your ICU filled, but 25% of their ICU, or 30% of that, was coronavirus. It wasn't all 90%. And the reason it was so jammed is because these dopes like Fauci helped shut down the entire medical system in the United States for months. So people who really needed to go and had serious things going on at the hospital didn't go. How many of those people died? It's probably more than died from the coronavirus or COVID-19. People who are afraid to go to the hospital because they thought fucking mass murderers like Cuomo and Murphy and Wolf were going to put them on a ventilator and kill them. Try to get their stats up. We need more deaths. Let's go. Chop, chop. You can't make it. Would you go to the hospital? I wouldn't. No way. Not happen. What we got next? Oh, this guy, he's like a rash. Every time I read about this guy, I get like a rash. Like it's just the whole thing's a rash. Like the guy, Fauci. Do you need more reasons not to trust Dr. Fauci? Here you go. Speaking of rashes, let's play a little. The Coasters. Back in the day, you young kids out there, listen to some Coasters when you're cruising around with your significant other. They'll be impressed. She'll get you in touch. You can look, but you better not touch. Poison Ivy. Poison Fauci. Late at night when you're sleeping, he's wearing his mask and creeping, yeah. Poison Fauci. Hey, we can make this his theme song. He needs a theme song. I've been shopping around different theme songs. Poison Fauci. Poison Fauci. Shutting down the country. To write some lyrics. Just the News reviewed Fauci's tenure at the National Institute of Health and found that despite a number of successes, there were a number of instances in which congressional government ethics and internal watchdogs found safety or ethics lapses under Fauci's watch and tutelage. I can't get the song out of my head now. Guess I'll be singing it all weekend. A 2004 internal National Institute of Health review concluded Fauci's AIDS research division was a troubled organization where managers were creating a hostile atmosphere with sexually explicit and colorful language. and seemingly being unaware of the need for appropriate behavior, decorum, and enforcement of good management practices and rules of supervision. What's next? Like, we're going to learn that Fauci, he walks around in his white lab coat with no pants on. Is that what's going to happen next? It wouldn't matter. He's a hero to half the country. Got some really dumb fuckers in this country, man. Scary, because their vote counts the same as yours. A pregnant Tennessee woman who died in 2003 after she enrolled in the National Institute of Health-funded research in hopes of saving her soon-to-be-born son from getting AIDS, a review found that doctors continued to administer an experimental drug regimen despite signs of liver failure. Yeah, sure. You just want Fauci's guinea pigs. Yeah. Just like we all are right now. Nothing's changed. Not surprised. It's unbelievable. It goes on and on and on. At least 10 children in a pediatric AIDS drug study died in what an investigation concluded was the death toll significantly higher than expected and unexplained. Folks, go back to Thomas Paine episode, big podcast episodes. I think it's 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, in that range. When we interviewed, when I interviewed Bobby Kennedy Jr. and Dr. Judy Mikovits. If you have time, I mean, go back and listen to what Mikovits says about Fauci, that he was out of control, stole her research, got her arrested, on and on and on. Broke all types of federal laws. And use that while you're framing this story. It's not just one person, okay? It's never just one person, one whistleblower. She just had the guts to come out and talk about it and write books about it. A lot of these other science geeks are hiding behind a Bunsen burner right now. Probably terrified of this guy based on what he did to her. And that's the way tyrants work and despots work. This guy's like a dictator and a maniac. And I think a fraud and a crook and a criminal. Give me time. I'll come up with some more adjectives. An Office of Government Ethics investigation that cited Fauci's NIAID for failing to review and clear two-thirds of its workers who were moonlighting in private industry for possible ethical conflicts and cash kickbacks, of course. That's nice. Go out and moonlight with Big Pharma while you're working, getting paid by the taxpayers, too. 1992, Department of Health and Human Services Inspector General investigation and report concluded that Fauci's NIAID failed to police two conflicts of interest in a vaccine experiment. I'm sure it's more than that. In 2005, the AIDS Research Division under Fauci's agency was also required to reinstate a whistleblower. Dr. Jonathan Fishbein, its chief of ethics and regulatory compliance, after he and many lawmakers in both parties argued he had been wrongly fired in retaliation for raising safety concerns in some of Fauci's research. Guys, if you're watching on True Pundit, not True Pundit, but patreon.com/TruePundit and subscribestar.com/TruePundit, you understand what the look, you know, from the principal. What I'm doing with the camera right now. This guy, I told you for months now. And we were one of the only people out front saying this guy's bad news. I'm not looking to get a trophy. I'm just saying this is what I've been talking about. Fishbein said Fauci failed to take responsibility for the managers and researchers who worked under him when signs of trouble emerged. Fauci is all about Fauci, Fishbein explained. He loves being the headline. It's his ego. He loves being the headline. It's his ego. That fucking sums it up right there. We'll have to try to track down Mr. Fishbein, like we track down all these folks. See if he wants to talk. Fauci. Okay? This fucking guy. And he's back yapping again and on camera and everything. I don't know what's going on in the White House, but I've said this before, maybe a few days ago. I think it was a couple weeks ago. This clown could cost Trump the election. Now, people out here are saying, what is this guy doing? Why does he have any license to speak on behalf of the White House? Disgruntled folks out here in the GOP base, the real GOP base, not the rhinos, are frustrated that this guy Fauci and Burks and Redfield have a license to shut the entire country down based on junk science, junk math. And they represent the White House. I'm not alone. There are a lot of people. And the chorus is getting larger and louder from those people. And the time is running out to do something. Florida residents frustrated by mismatched coronavirus test results. This is what I talked about earlier. This is actually a new wrinkle. I saw this earlier today, so let's play a little. Florida's always getting screwed over with the bad math. We'll play a little Whitesnake. As another wave of coronavirus spreads through Florida, flaws in the Q system for coronavirus testing are resulting in massive errors. I got a call asking for me, and they told me that I had tested positive. I was like, positive for what? Then the lady said COVID, and I said, that's impossible. I never got tested, ma'am. Resident Mindy Clark told local ABC affiliate WWSB. She is not alone. Coronavirus tests can take as long as a week to deliver results, and even one person leaving the queue can ruin an entire day's records. You know what they mean by the queue, folks? You know when you go to buy a lunch meat? It says take a number, so you take a number. You're number 32, right? It says now serving 28, so you wait. And you're like, wait, I got better things to do. I got to get the hell out of here. So you skedaddle. You leave, but number 33, the guy behind you, now becomes number 32. In the queue, according to these people, these dopes. So if number 33 tests positive for coronavirus, that medical record is linked to number 32, you, who left. So you understand what's going on here. According to reporting by local ABC affiliate WWSB, Clark had gone to the drive-through testing site at Manatee Rural Health. But before she was able to get swabbed, she left the line because she realized it was for people with symptoms only. Dr. Jay Wolfson, public health and medicine professor for the University of South Florida, explained the problem. This is part of the testing mechanism problem. People are sitting in their cars, sometimes for hours, or standing in line, 6 feet apart, sometimes for hours. You're registered, though. You're number 15 in line, and you are Jay Wolfson. If Jay Wolfson says he can't wait any longer and he leaves, it will get number 15. And now, get Rebecca Fernandez, who was standing behind him. And if she tests positive, and then everyone from then on gets the wrong results, there has to be a better way to do this. I like when the guy just, like, rips it out. Sometimes when I'm doing the dishes, like 2 or 3 in the morning, everybody's asleep. Try to hit those high notes and wake everybody in the house up just to let them know I'm doing something. And correcting errors is allegedly left to the patients I told them they needed to take this off my record, and they said I had to prove it to them that I wasn't positive, Clark said. She complied, and 2 days later tested negative for both the disease and the antibodies that would suggest she had it in the past. Is this insane? Doing this stuff on purpose. Keep it going. I'll tell you what's going on. Finish up another 30 seconds of this song. I think this is all like a build-up to shut it all down in September. The schools are not even going to bother with the schools because they know in September they're going to shut it down. Mid-September, around the 20th of September, they're going to shut it all down. That way they can use that to say, oh, we can't have, you know, maybe, possibly, we can't have any political debates for the presidential election. We have to do ballots by mail, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I've said that for a while, so let's keep an eye on it. A groundbreaking study shows students rarely spread COVID and makes a case for students returning to school. Smells like another scheme to me. Smells like another fear scheme. Oh, students, listen to this. Listen to this bullshit. And I'm gonna pursue it later. I'm trying to get some materials from some of the folks in Philadelphia. Grade schools in Philadelphia, suburban Philadelphia, have notified parents that when the kids come back to school, if they come back to school in September, still waiting to hear about that. They have to wear masks. That's kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade. They have to wear masks, okay? All day. On top of the masks, they have to wear a shield, a plastic shield. The fuck kind of spaceman bullshit nonsense is this? These kids are going to grow up fucked up. I mean, they have it tough enough in society. And so I'm hearing this from a lot of people. And what I'm also hearing is parents saying, fuck that, I'm not doing that. Some parents are saying, just stop working. One of us will stop working and we'll homeschool the kids. Take a step back because I'm not going to have my kid traumatized on a regular fucking basis by these tyrants and these weirdos. In public school. It's insane. Totally insane. And they'll have to sit on benches now, all faced the same way. They can't look at each other. They can't. It's like a prison. So I'm working on getting some of that material. And I hope to have it. Be able to share it with you. To see how insane these people are. Imagine that. The kids have to wear masks and shields. Not one or the other. Both. What is it wrong with these fucking wimps in this country? It's gotten way out of control. Smells like another scam here, like I said. And there's many of them. What else does it smell like? Teen Spirit. Could have played Alice Cooper, but it's fucking Friday. According to a recent study in Germany completed by the medical faculty of the TU Dresden University, Hospital Karl Gustav Caro, whoever the fuck that is, transmission of COVID-19 among younger people is rare. The results showed that out of 2,045 blood samples collected from students and teachers from across 13 secondary schools, only 12 samples of the 2,045 were found to contain antibodies against COVID-19. But we're shutting schools down. Fucking nonsense. Tests were carried out in several schools where there had been known outbreaks of the virus. Known outbreaks. And 24 of the participants had at least one confirmed coronavirus case in their household. Nonetheless, only one of those 24 participants was found to have antibodies, the study noted. In fact, the study found that schools do not welcome virus hotspots once they reopen. According to the study, the dynamics of virus spreading have been overestimated. So the study says that schools are not virus hotspots. It's science. Researchers in Iceland and Europe have similarly conducted children tests and studies and concluded that children do not easily transmit COVID-19. Jonas Ludvigsson, a pediatrician and a professor of clinical epidemiology at Sweden's Karolinska Institute, reviewed relevant research literature as of May 11th and concluded that while it's highly likely children can transmit the virus causing COVID-19, they seldom cause outbreaks. The World Health Organization's chief scientist, Soumya Swaminathan, suggested last month that it does seem from what we know that children are less capable of spreading the disease. And Christine McCartney, director of Australia's National Center for Immunization Research and Surveillance. That sounds like a fun Christmas party. Noted a lack of evidence that school-aged children are super spreaders in her country. A study in Ireland found no evidence of secondary transmission of COVID-19 from children attending school. And Kari Stefansson, a leading researcher in Iceland, told The New Yorker that out of some 56,000 residents who have been tested, there are only two examples where a child infected a parent. But there are lots of examples where parents infected children. Similar conclusions were drawn in a study of families in the Netherlands. It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. The lies, guys, they just fucking pile up and up and up on a daily basis. I don't know how these people can live with themselves. I really don't. It's just one lie after another, one lie. This study is... I'm not talking about these studies. I'm talking about the models, the number of cases. It's all been lies. They obviously wanted to close the country down and fuck everything up. The country is not itself, not what it was months ago. It's a shell of itself. And things are going to get worse. This is only the beginning, folks. And say a prayer for yourself and for our country and for the people who need it. If you're doing well out there, God bless you. Say a prayer for the people who are not. Headline: people have permanent damage due to delayed care, top doctor says. This is what I talked about. People didn't want to go to the ICU. They want to go to the hospital. Now the hospitals are saying, there's a lot of people here. And no shit. And politicians are saying. They got quite a little scheme going for themselves. I'll give them that. A little brain damage by Pink Floyd. These politicians are brain damaged. And now they're creating permanent damage. This is on them. Fuck these guys. This blood is on their hands too. Dr. Scott Barber, an Atlanta-based orthopedic surgeon, noted that some Americans with health problems who avoided seeking medical care due to the fears of COVID-19 are now stricken with permanent damage as a result of the delayed treatment. He shared his comments Thursday. There are people that are suffering from long-term negative effects of other medical problems because they're afraid to go to the hospital. including, in fact, strokes and heart attacks. In my own business, I've had one ankle fracture dislocation. My patient is going to have a destroyed ankle forever because they didn't come to the hospital in time. This guy, Dr. Barber, was on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily. Barber continued, I have another patient with a dislocated finger that waited till it was impossible to relocate the finger. I think that just sounds funny, right? And so they're going to have long-term consequences. So there are real negative effects by not opening, and I know that there's a way to open safely. What about the people that just fucking died because they couldn't get to the hospital because they were terrified? Where's the stats on those people? There are none. They died of COVID. Don't you know that?
Well, technically, if it wasn't for COVID-19, they wouldn't have died. So, yeah, put them down as a COVID death. Get those stats up.
This is how fucked up these people are. About the people in the nursing homes that died in New York, and oh my God, what a disgrace. Imagine your whole life, it ends like that. You're basically killed. They might as well, Cuomo might as well put a fucking pillow over your face and smothered you and choked you out. It's insane. And he's going to get away with it. Nobody cares. That's what's one of the most egregious things that have come out of this disaster is nobody in the government gives two fucking shits about you out there, and don't kid yourself and think that they do. They don't. They just don't fucking care. The Justice Department is so corrupt. It's too busy protecting the rich and famous, the beautiful people. Friends of Epstein, friends of Maxwell, friends of the Clintons. The list goes on and on and on. That's what they're worried about, protecting those people. Because that's really what their job is. Yeah, exactly. I feel the same way. Marlo on the show asked about the efficacy of masks in preventing transmission of the novel coronavirus. Before this outbreak, the doctor said the consensus literature was exactly what Dr. Fauci said it was originally. Oh, we went right into a Seven Nation Army. All right, we'll roll with it. It's Friday. That song ended quick. That brain damage song, I thought was like 8 minutes. Maybe I was talking for 8 minutes. We'll roll right into this. Little White Stripes. Before this outbreak, the consensus literature, this doctor said, was exactly what Dr. Fauci said it was originally, where they did not appear, he's talking about masks, to be any studies that demonstrate the efficacy of masks in the transmission of what we call influenza-like illness, which are the types of viruses that are spread in respiratory droplets and cause respiratory illness. Making sure you guys are awake out there. I used to give seminars in at Citigroup on anti-money laundering and things like that. People would doze off. I'd throw one of those little Snickers bars, and I had a bag of Snickers bars. I'd try to hit them right in the head. Wake up! It's Friday. The concept of masks has been studied for a long time, especially in the dental community. They obviously work very closely with people, and a lot of literature has been written. There are some studies out there that show that dentists who wear masks and face shields have the same antibodies to the plethora of influenza and respiratory viruses, which sort of show that the masks were not effective in preventing the disease transmission to these types of professionals, Barber said. God damn, this guy can talk. some evidence indicates an increased risk of influenza-like illness transmission associated with the cloth masks, Barber said. We have one randomized control study on cloth masks, and that results of that study were that the people wearing the cloth masks were actually more likely to contract the influenza-like illness. Yeah, because you're wearing like a dirty fucking sweat sock on your face.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have your dirty sweat sock on? Please put that in when you come into the bar. I only would appreciate it. Hopefully you've been wearing that all day and you were working in that and it smells like a jock strap. Put that on, please. For everybody's sake, put your jock strap on your face, please. For everybody's safe in the bar.
Fucking cement heads. My attitude towards masks is there's no real compelling evidence that they work. And I think that was sort of relatively accepted before 2020. Now suddenly masks are being mandated, Barber said. I like this Barber guy. When the pandemic first came around, as the owner of the medical practice, the first thing I did was go to the CDC website and look for the guidelines on masks, Barber said. The CDC basically stated that masks have not been shown to be effective at preventing the transmission of influenza-like viruses. That has subsequently changed. Now the CDC is recommending mask wearing, sort of. It's sort of confusing when you read the website, but when you look at the reasoning behind it, it's based on case studies like the hairdressers that were in St. Louis that apparently contracted the virus and were providing haircuts. They tested something like 47 out of 139 people, and they were all negative. And this is now replacing science to help guide our policy. It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit, folks. 100%. How many times do I have to say it? It's headline, St. Louis prosecutor's office busted altering evidence and reassembling non-operable McCloskey pistol to classify as lethal. Remember the McCloskeys on the front lawn? The guy was in his bare feet and polo shirt and the AR-15, and the woman was wielding around a gun like she was robbing a bank. Remember protecting their home from a crazed horde? What some music we have for this? Okay, we'll play a little Under My Thumb. That's what happens when the popo comes for you or the man comes for you. Popo's boss, they got you under the thumb, man. But take it from me, man. The pistol Patricia McCloskey waved at protesters who broke down a gate to trespass on their private street was a non-operable prop used during a lawsuit they were involved in. So a member of Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner's staff ordered the crime lab to disassemble and reassemble the gun, allowing them to classify it as capable of lethal use. In charging documents described, filed Monday. This crazy fucking communist Gardner, who was put in office, okay, by you know who. Soros' cash, okay? In Missouri, police and prosecutors must prove that a weapon is readily capable of lethal use when it's used in the type of crime with which the McCloskeys have been charged. Exercising your Second Amendment right now is a crime. Assistant Circuit Attorney Chris Hinckley ordered crime lab staff members to field strip the handgun and found it had been assembled incorrectly. These fucking dopes. Specifically, the firing pin spring was put in front of the firing pin, which was backward, and made the gun incapable of firing. Firearm experts then put the gun back together in the correct order and test fired it, finding that it worked, according to the documents. McCloskey's attorney, Joel Schwartz, told KSDK that the St. Louis couple intentionally misplaced the firing pin on the gun, rendering it inoperable. They turned the pistol into their former attorney, Al Watkins, following the incident last month. Busted. This happens all the time, guys. Tainted evidence, perjury. FBI guys get on the stand. This is what happened, and people are sitting in the gallery and in the jury box, and oh man, this guy's a real FBI agent, just like the ones I see on TV. Oh my God, I get home tonight, I'm gonna tell everybody that I got to see a real FBI agent today. And they sit up there and they fucking lie. Look at General Flynn's case. They fucking lie. An attorney told me a long time ago, a federal court attorney, when you get to this point, federal court, the best liar wins. And you know what? That was about 20 years ago. He was right. He was damn right. You swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. Yeah, right. It's great for TV, but that's not how it really works. Judge orders release of Epstein flight logs in Ghislaine Maxwell. It's Ghislaine Maxwell, you cretin. My God, it's not Ghislaine. It's Ghislaine. Half the name is silent. You don't have to pronounce all the letters in a name when you're born into money. You are so crass. What do we got here? Judge orders release of Epstein flight logs in Ghislaine Maxwell lawsuit. This could get interesting. A federal judge in Manhattan on Thursday approved the unsealing of documents from a civil lawsuit against Ghislaine Maxwell, the alleged madame of deceased pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, as the British socialite faces charges for enticing minors to engage in illegal sexual activities. Yeah, let's find out who was on that fucking aeroplane once and for all. Over Maxwell's objections, U.S. District Court Loretta Preska in Manhattan said, the presumption the public has a right to access large portions of more than 80 documents at issue outweighed Maxwell's arguments for keeping them under wraps, including that they could prove embarrassing. Judge Preska better get some security at her house. Hillary Clinton is Googling. She's on Google Maps right now, looking for Preska's house. Preska also said personal identifying information contained in the documents, as well as names of many non-parties, will be redacted. Oh, there you go. That's what you need to say. So what the fuck is the use of releasing the stupid fucking logs for? These guys, I'm telling you, it's all a fucking protection racket. They throw people a little red meat and then they say, well, yeah, we'll give these idiots out there a little bit of red meat, but we'll redact the names. Oh, great. It's all about protecting. From what I've seen in the last 4 years, getting back into journalism and basically kicking the fucking door in, starting a business with no money and building it up and building a following, what I've seen in the last 4 years is that this is a protection racket. We're not interested from a government standpoint of putting people behind bars that traffic children. We're not. As a country. I mean, we are as people. But the DOJ, Homeland Security, they don't give a fuck. They care about protecting people like Maxwell and Epstein. They do. Because I'd say perhaps not protecting these guys, but protecting the people that they could rat out. Okay. Up the food chain. Changed my mind. Look at the FBI agent, official, who was surfing child porn with kids as young as 9 years old. Go to True Pundit the other day. Girls as young as 9 years old, and he was masturbating to the child porn. And Ray doesn't prosecute him. And Barr, they don't prosecute him. So change my mind that I'm fucking wrong. I'm not fucking wrong. They don't give a shit. They want this to keep on going. And what we have to say about it doesn't matter. The materials include flight logs from Epstein's private jets, deposition testimony in 2016 in which Maxwell's lawyers said she was asked intrusive questions about her sex life, and police reports from Palm Beach, Florida, where Epstein had a home. Maxwell, have you ever been in a fucking deposition? All the questions are intrusive. The records are part of a lawsuit brought by Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre against Maxwell that was settled in 2017. Pretty good rant there at the end, I guess. 4 years I've been doing this back in journalism, and I knew it was corrupt. Justice Department, FBI. I didn't know it was this corrupt. I mean, and unfortunately, the corruption now is so widespread with this COVID-19 scamdemic, plandemic, whatever the hell you want to call it, CoronaCon, that FBI and DOJ corruption takes a back seat. It's a damn shame. Of course, it plays into this. If we had an effective Department of Justice who could rein in people like Cuomo and Murphy and Wolf in Pennsylvania for killing people, literally killing senior citizens, and an effective DOJ could have shut down those street riots fast, but they did nothing, and they've done nothing. So they're interested in protecting the rich and famous and helping them further whatever ideology or whatever schemes that they have going. And that's evident. If that's not evident to you now, you need to look around a little bit more and understand what's happening. The rest of us are following the rules and scratching our head. We're losing. I talked to a buddy today. His parents came over from Ireland. Actually, he was born in Ireland. His parents came over. They were first generation. And I said to him, are you worried? And he's done very well for himself, better than his parents. I mean, that's what we're all supposed to do, right? And I said, are you worried that they're going to blast us all back to where you have as much to your name as when your parents stepped off the boat, so to speak? And he said, yeah, and I think we all should be. So frustrating. On top of all that, I want to wish you guys a good weekend. Try to stay away from the news. And for the folks, I'll say it again. On True Pundit, we had a lot of traffic this week. We appreciate it. And on the podcast, on Subscribestar.com/TruePundit and Patreon.com/TruePundit. We appreciate the support. We're not supported by millionaires and billionaires. We're supported by folks, grassroots, you. And it allows us to do what we did in the last week. We went on the road, try to report from different places. It lets you know what's going on. A lot of people have not been had the chance to get out there and get on the road. And I'll talk more about that next week, too, because there's more to talk about. And We had a good episode 33 podcast we released late Wednesday. Check that out. That is frightening. Literally frightening. But again, nothing's probably going to be done because the Deutsche Bank, who was banking through Deutsche Bank, were they trafficking kids too, like Epstein and Maxwell? Maybe the guy with the answers is the guy that got gunned down and they're trying to pin this stuff on. I mean, you have to look at all these things as an investigator. Don't believe what you're reading. I don't believe anything that's coming out of these agencies and being leaked to places like the Daily Beast. Come on. I've been in this business a long time. I know a bullshit leak when I see one. So keep an open mind and think outside the box. As I say at the end of every show, what do I say? You know, take care. God bless.
Got to do is remember back home, you know what I mean? When you were sitting out behind the house or practicing on the old good fiddle, trying to get things together and you couldn't make up in your mind. You kind of halfway knew what you wanted to do, but you didn't have it all together, you know. But you did know you wanted to travel, ain't that right?
That's right.
I remember them days real good.
I know.
Didn't have very many clothes. Didn't know nobody to call, to send for you. So you had to get out there and hitchhike, you know.
So?
It don't make no difference. You say, I'm going. I know I got to hitchhike, but I'm going anyway. Whatever happens,
it happens.
Let it happen. I got to pay my dues somewhere. Dreamed that I was lucky, but I woke up cold and handy. Hey, I dreamed that I was lucky, darling, but I woke up cold and handy. Yeah. I dream I had you all by myself, but now I know you found you another man. Yeah. Will a matchbox hold my clothes? Hey, sometimes I wonder, darling, will a matchbox hold my clothes? Yeah, yeah. You know I haven't got so many, but I got so far to go, yeah. Thank you. better pin her to your side, yeah. Hey, if you got a good lady fella, you better pin her to your side, yeah, yeah. Because if she flagged my train, buddy, I'm bound to let her ride well. Will a matchbox hold my clothes? Hey, sometimes I wonder, darling, will a matchbox hold my clothes? Yeah, yeah. You know I haven't got so many, but I got so far to go. Yeah. Ain't that right? I can do something with that.
I hope so.
Yeah, take him. You know, fix it like you want.